At today's AGM, Councillor Cora Harvey defeated Fianna Fáil Councillor Kieran Brogan by 18 votes to 11, with independent Seamus O'Donnell supporting Councillor Brogan and the other independents supporting Councillor Harvey. Speaking after her election, Mayor Harvey said while she is less than 2 years on the council after her co-option in 2008, her election last year gave her a strong mandate and she's ready for the challenge.
We had a very good show at local elections and I do believe I have a strong mandate to be here, and I'm delighted that I've been able to take the role as Mayor now on behalf of the people that elected me on behalf of the Sinn Féin Party.
As outgoing Mayor, Councillor Brendan Byrne vacated the chair. A number of Fianna Fáil members spoke of the way he was treated during the year, particularly in the wake of December's controversial budget meeting. However, speaking to Highland Radio News after he stepped down, Councillor Byrne rejected suggestions that his term would be defined by the budget meeting. He said for him, the highlight of last year was Monday's civic commemoration for the late Garda Robert McCallion, and much, he said, was achieved during the past 12 months. He says he sought political office, but his family didn't, and his one regret is that things were said at times which hurt his wife and daughter. Apart from that, Councillor Byrne says he proudly stands over his term as mayor.
A great deal of good work has happened, a great deal of projects were progressed through the various departments, and the reality is what happened to the budget was proper and correct. The county solicitor stood over that, and the consequences of what happened to the budget were all political. Political opportunity was seized, and that's the game of politics, that's the game we're in. The reality is, I've found it a great honour to be the county's first citizen, but I'm looking forward to going back to my family and having a peaceful life from here on in.
The new deputy mayor is Councillor Pádraic McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, who says the new deal, which is now in place, is a fairer one than the deal he agreed with Fianna Fáil last year, a deal which would have seen Sinn Féin take the chair this year and Fianna Fáil take it for the remaining 3 years. Councillor McLoughlin says that deal would not have been finalised were it not for poor communication between Sinn Féin and Fine Gael. However, he says it would have been honoured were it not for what happened at the budget meeting in December.
It became very, very clear after the budget that Fine Gael didn't have any difficulty with a Sinn Féin mayor, and that was the issue last year. Fianna Fáil couldn't believe their luck, but what did they do? They came to the budget and they ignored the interests of two-thirds of the people of Donegal. Now, it's time to move on. Today is a new day, and I hope that we can work together in the time ahead. The old days of one-party rule are over in the county. It's time for power sharing.
Fianna Fáil Councillor Kieran Brogan was the principal architect of last year's pact, which was formally ended today. He says he allowed himself to be nominated for mayor to highlight the fact that Fianna Fáil broke no agreements, and he believes that Fianna Fáil will be the only party to emerge from today with its honour intact.
History will be kind to us because our principle of integrity is still very much intact. We signed up to that 5-year agreement. It's not thus that has changed or moved away. The positions that they obtained 12 months ago was a result of us taking them into that power sharing agreement. That's the only reason they have all the positions that they have in the council. So I mean, for anyone to attempt in any way to suggest today that it's a new beginning, it was a new beginning 12 months ago. An agreement was signed, so that was broken. I don't know how long this will last.
However, the Mayor, Cora Harvey, says now is the time to draw a line in the sand and for all members to put the controversy of the budget behind them and look to the future.
We had a very difficult year last year. The budget fallout was one factor, but I also believe it was because it was a new year of a newly constituted council. So there's different personalities coming in, there's new faces. We had an economic downturn, we had job losses, we had different changes in management. So all that combined with the budget fallout led to a very difficult year. So we have to put it behind us if we want to move on.